In the meantime, there has been other breaking news that we have been following out of Langley, British Columbia, where there had been several victims in a shooting that was emergency alerts. And we've got Michelle Brunoro, the anchor reporter and the Fraser Valley Bureau Chief for CTV News Vancouver. Michelle is with us now as she's watching this procession as well. Michelle, well, we're watching the Pope. There's lots going on in the world, and there was a pretty scary moment in Langley. What happened?
Yeah, very scary in Langley this morning. A lot of people waking up to an emergency alert on their phones about an active shooter in Langley. So early this morning, RCMP are getting reports of multiple shots fired. We've got multiple victims and multiple scenes. We've got three scenes where police are investigating in Langley City, one in Langley Township. And we know that the Integrated Homicide Investigation Team is being called in, which means generally that there is at least one person dead, perhaps more than that. So initially we see, I get to the scene this morning, there's dozens and dozens of officers. They have blocked off roads and they are actively searching for a shooting suspect.
And so do we know what happened? So the suspect is still at large. I thought he was arrested.
No, the suspect later was arrested, so that alert went out at around, around 6:20. So later on, they sent out an alert again telling us that the suspect has since been arrested. So now we've got all of these areas in Langley where police, we've got forensics tents set up and stuff like that.
Do we know anything in terms of the weapon used, what happened, the motive, or also the state of the victims?
Police have not provided information on how the victims are doing. They said earlier that the victims were transient, so homeless people is what they are suggesting, but they haven't provided any further information on that. There was one black SUV at one of the locations that I was at where you could see a bullet hole in the driver's window. Police initially also saying that they were looking for a white car. But we haven't gotten any further updates on that.
Okay. And we're expecting some scary moments, though, in Langley. We're not sure if the status of the victims. We know there are victims in hospital, though.
Yeah, definitely. We know there are multiple victims. And when we talk about the areas that this is happening in, so one is like, the area that happened is generally a pretty busy area for traffic in a shopping area. And so part of the parking lot's being cordoned off. Then one of the other areas is right near a casino and near the parking lot of a casino in Langley City. The other area right beside a bus loop. So though it was early in the morning, these are areas that would generally, you know, certainly in the day and perhaps during the early morning commute be quite busy. So a terrifying scene also just to wake up and, you know, and know that there's an active shooter and people being told to stay away from these areas.
Yeah. Super scary given the world we're living in right now. It happens anywhere. It happens everywhere. Michelle Brunoro, anchor reporter for the Fraser Valley Bureau, chief for CTV News Vancouver. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.